absolutely love it when Dems are caught on tape, on video, in photos, exercising hypocrisy to the nth degree. I absolutely love it. And gentlemen, Jim, it's getting worse and worse because this is starting to happen a lot. It was Gavin Newsom, and now there are other California politicians guilty of major hypocrisy. Give us some of the background. First of all, the backstory on this mask mandate thing.
Well, in Los Angeles, of course, they do have the mask mandates everywhere. They do require that you show an ID and your vaccination status when you try to go out and eat dinner, go to restaurants, go to nightclubs, and that sort of thing. So it's pretty much, kind of like the old Nazi Germany type thing over there in California. But it's funny, they were at the NFC Championship game the other day. We all know that Magic Johnson was there, and of course the governor was there, and they had a picture of the two of them famously leaked out. Neither one was wearing a mask. And now the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, same thing. Caught in the same situation with the same guy, with Magic Johnson. I think it's kind of funny, at the game, posing for pictures. And when he was confronted on it, I think Bill Clinton would be proud of this defense, considering, it depends on what is, and
I didn't inhale. I didn't inhale.
Yeah, didn't inhale.
I just love that.
That's what Eric Garcetti said. He says, I was holding my breath, so I was not breathing. That's why I didn't have my mask on.
Are you kidding me?
That's his excuse.
Clinton-esque. I think they would call it Clinton-esque.
It definitely is, because he was holding his breath, he says, while the picture was being taken.
And Ben, Bill Clinton, if you remember back, said relative to smoking weed that he didn't inhale.
Yeah, he just, I don't know, I guess he just sucked in on it, but like a cigar, you're not supposed to inhale a cigar, but you still kind of get the flavor of it. So maybe he just wanted to taste the THC.
I think that's amazing. So Eric Garcetti is another Democrat who is incredibly hypocritical. That these laws and these mandates and all this, it's for all the rest of us, but not for the elite.
But this goes all the way back to the beginning of the pandemic, Kevin. Remember when Nancy Pelosi was famously up there in her San Francisco, and she was getting her hair done.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a very, very loud woman who owned her own beauty shop. And she was forced to close down, but she refused to shut down, and she wanted to remain open. And she was being fined, and of course, it's a big long story. But long story short, Nancy Pelosi does whatever she wants, and like you say, the rest of us, hey, just listen to us. Sit down and shut up and listen and do what we say.
Fall in line, please.
Yeah.
Coming up, Adam Laxalt is running for the U.S. Senate, and we'll get a sense of where that race is, trying to unseat Catherine Cortez Masto. Adam Laxalt coming up in just a couple minutes as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 2:30, as we check things out on the area freeways, a lot of congestion on the Southern Beltway right now. Don't see any accidents there, but do expect some heavy volumes at least. 215 eastbound at St. Rose. And 215 westbound, once you get past the airport connector. Still a stranded vehicle on the right shoulder there, 215 east at Green Valley. And delays continue on the 515. You know that bridge reconstruction work, it began last year in 2021. It will continue through all of 2022 and then into 2023. So only two lanes available between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. That's both directions on Interstate 515.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball, they are off until Saturday when they are going to match up against Utah State on the road. They are going to be more rested than Utah State as they're in action this evening. They are playing host to San Jose State, one of two games tonight in the Mountain West Conference. Also this evening in Laramie, Wyoming is playing host to Boise State. Huge game in the league coming up tomorrow when Colorado State is going to host San Diego State. Also coming up tomorrow, UNR, they will travel to Fresno for a matchup against Fresno State. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is so much fun doing a show during a period like this where candidates are out traversing the state, all 17 counties, or they are assembly or state senate candidates and they are in one district. I love being able to talk with them and talk about the issues and what matters to them and what they're hearing from voters. One of those people is Adam Laxalt. I had a chance to visit with him earlier today. He has been out there running for the U.S. Senate race, trying to unseat Catherine Cortez Masto. And I asked him earlier today, how's the campaign coming along?
Look, I think people are as ready as we've ever imagined. Things couldn't be worse out there for our country. And, you know, this is Masto's party. This is her president. This is the country they've given us. And you cannot look to any area of policy where they are leading our country in a successful way I mean, take what was going on with the border just a few days ago. Your listeners may have heard of this brave Border Patrol agent who basically stood up against his leadership and said, you know, we need to stand up. And if we're silent, then we're not standing for the Constitution and we're not doing our job. And, you know, he got pushback from leadership that they're doing their job. And we all know that they're not doing their jobs. And the president and the Democrats are simply not allowing them to secure a border. And it is greatly affecting our state. We did a press conference yesterday with law enforcement from across Nevada, and we went through how fentanyl has increased in our state. Crime is increasing. You know, we are a corridor for these drugs pouring from over the border through Nevada. And how are these little law enforcement agencies supposed to do this on their own without the federal government doing their job and giving us a secure border?
Let me take you into news of the day. The president is in New York City, and he turned an anti-crime news conference photo op into an anti-gun vent. And I'm just curious, Catherine Cortez Masto is in lockstep with this president, and yet we see the increase, the spike in violent crime all across the country and here in Nevada. Your reaction to what the president's been doing in New York City, trying to turn this thing into an anti-gun raid?
You know, my reaction is this is exactly what they do. Whenever there's a real issue facing the country, they take some liberal approach to it. Why do we have increase in guns and crimes right now? Because of leftist view of law and order. Because they've undermined our law enforcement. They don't let them do their jobs. Because these crazy Soros DAs refuse to prosecute. Because they allow all the small and petty crimes to go unattacked. And as a result, lawlessness increases. And so they continue to attack law-abiding gun owners, when these people are all clearly the folks that are not following the rules. We all lived through BLM in 2020. There's a reason why gun ownership soared throughout America and in this state, because people have a fundamental right to protect themselves. That should never be a question. And yeah, you're right. The contrast with Masto couldn't be greater. I've always had an A-plus rating with the NRA, supporter of gun owners, you name it. And she gets a zero from all these groups because she kowtows to her party, and that is not where this state is. This state believes in the fundamental right to bear arms.
Want to ask you about more news of the day. U.S. Special Forces taking out the head of ISIS. The U.S. military, nobody does it better.
Look, thank God we have people that are still willing to put the uniform on and fight for our country. You know, when you see the failed military leadership, you know, you wonder whether people are going to still be willing to sign up for this. It's why certainly I don't support putting troops in Ukraine. One, I think we're war-weary, and I think that, you know, that Europe needs to deal with this if it's going to require that type of a conflict. But two, do we trust the current military leadership that is more concerned about woke policies than they are about simply making sure that we are the toughest, most able, ready military force the world has ever known? That, of course, is one, two, and three priority for our military. But people in the military today feel very keenly that this is not the top priority. So, you know, thank God we still have special forces that are willing to risk their lives in these dangerous missions. And, you know, hats off to the president for authorizing this. We know that Obama refused one of these once. We know that Biden was opposed to these type of strikes in the past. So maybe the fact that his foreign policy has been so failed over the last year, and because leaders around the world, our enemies, do not fear us, you know, maybe they decided they needed to take this step to try to shore up some of the confidence in our military. But it never should have come to that. Of course. Afghanistan was a failure and something of his own making. Ukraine is a failure of his own making. And let's hope these guys square it around and quit playing politics with our military.
I'm curious what life will be like for you when you go to Washington as a U.S. senator from Nevada. Will you support U.S. forces abroad getting involved in things like Ukraine, Eastern Europe?
Look, I signed up for the Navy post 9/11, and I volunteered to go to Iraq in 06 and 07 because I believed at the time that those were wars that were important and they're for our national security. And I think obviously most of the public believe that. But as the years went on, it became very clear that our objectives weren't certain. Our military wasn't given the tools to get the job done. And, I know I became very leery of using force, and certainly large conventional ground troops in foreign occupied areas, for things that I just don't know that should be our priority right now. And if you ask whether we should be putting troops in Ukraine, I think the answer is just absolutely not. I mean, NATO needs to take care of their own backyard. There's a lot of countries there that are right in that region, and is it a threat? Sure. Is it a problem that Russia would take a neighboring country? Absolutely. But the reality is our country is in fail state right now. What the Biden administration has done between the border and the increased law and order, inflation, you name it, people are absolutely at the end of their rope. And we need to focus on getting this country squared away. We need to focus on getting us headed in the right direction. And, getting distracted in some sort of land war in Ukraine is absolutely not the right step for us right now.
Coming up on Saturday morning, you'll be opening up a brand new Las Vegas office in Summerlin. The grand opening Saturday morning, 10 a.m. But you won't be coming alone, will you?
We are having a very, very cool America First tour. It starts tomorrow in Henderson. Doors open at 3, and then out to Pahrump. Doors open at 5, and then you're right, Summerlin, 10 a.m. Saturday. We have a bunch of great fighters from President Trump's former administration, Ambassador Rick Grenell. We have former Attorney General Matt Whitaker, and your listeners may know the name Cash Patel, who was right there with Devin Nunes unraveling the fake Russia collusion episode that they dragged our country through for a few years. And so these are great fighters. They took on the swamp for 4 consecutive years at great peril. And, I know a lot of our folks are familiar with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a great event, a great couple of events, both tomorrow and Saturday in support of Adam Laxalt. I was Adam Laxalt, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate and a former Nevada Attorney General. Stay where you are. We're running behind, but I wanted you to hear the comments of Adam Laxalt. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna
take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past. Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis. Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs. You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months, no penalties. Call GFL Capital at 5292-444. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada. License NMB4265, NMLS64367.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
The same great show with the same great host,
just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. I loved it last night on Hannity. Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, was on. And one of the things that Mike Huckabee talked about was all of America's problems. And Adam Laxalt, I think, alluded to a bunch of them. Immigration, escape from Afghanistan, all the things that this government has done wrong. And one of the things that Mark Meadows said, and if you don't know who Mark Meadows is, been on the show a bunch of times over the years. He's the former Trump chief of staff. And this is cut 3, by the way, Jim. His reaction, cut 3, his reaction to the bad ADP job numbers and $31 trillion national debt. Mark Meadows was on with Hannity. And listen to this.
Well, what a difference a year makes, and really what a difference leadership makes. When you look at Donald Trump in the White House, we were celebrating, even in the midst of COVID, we were celebrating unbelievable job growth. We didn't have to deal with inflation. And yet what we see here is we're just wanting someone to lead. And quite frankly, what we're getting is a whole lot of deflection, a whole lot of blame. And you mentioned the job numbers. Jen Psaki has been forecasting this for several days now. And what do? They blame it on the virus that Joe Biden said he was going to defeat within a month or two of coming into office. That plan didn't work well. Sadly, the American people are paying the price.
Well, you know, we were talking about the problems that the Biden administration has faced and in many cases has created. Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, was on with Hannity last night as well. And I want you to listen to Mike Huckabee and talking about these problems. They're America's problems, but they were preventable. This is cut number four, former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee.
A lot of these problems, I say, were all preventable, from the mistreatment of COVID to the borders to energy to the economy to inflation. You know, now we've got, you know, one crisis overseas after another. All of them can be solved, but that would mean Joe Biden has to implement Donald Trump's policies. But it's never going to happen. So we got 3 years of hell ahead of us?
I think we do. I think that's the real challenge, is that there's going to be three more years. By the way, Sean, I almost called the fire department tonight because you are on fire. I've not seen you so spot on in such a long time. I mean, it's just, I've been sitting back and just saying, wow, somebody lit him up tonight. But I think when you look at what's happening, the trouble, well, Joe Biden's problem is that he had a table full of solutions that he inherited from President Trump. He didn't like President Trump, but Trump handed him a secure border, energy independence, a strong recovering economy, a vaccine, a plan to move forward and stop the lockdowns. And Joe reversed every single thing of it. And as a result, his numbers now make a toilet look like a comfortable place to live.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Governor Mike Huckabee with Hannity last night. Stay where you are. More to come. We'll take your phone calls in just a couple minutes. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Subaru loves to learn. That's why Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas believes in the positive impact sports can have in a child's life. Sports allow students to learn valuable lessons such as determination, teamwork, self-confidence, and the value at working hard for something you love. Now through February 13th, Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas is accepting applications for their Subaru Playbook Athletic Department grant. Nominate your school's athletic department at SubaruofLasVegas.com. Together, we will continue to help students achieve their academic dreams. That's the Subaru Love Promise. SubaruofLasVegas.com.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, Inspire.